everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by CHL TV. If the OHL is playing, you can catch the action on OHL Live on CHL TV. Coming up on this week's show, we'll chat with a first-round pick of the Colorado Avalanche, who's hoping to lead his team up the standings in the Eastern Conference. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's Kojiko OHL Player of the Week is Oliver Bonk of the London Knights. The first-round pick of the Philadelphia Flyers had 5 goals and 6 assists for 11 points in 3 games last week and was a +6. The 19-year-old, who hails from Ottawa, was chosen in the second round of the 2021 OHL Priority Selection by the Knights and then went 22nd overall last summer in the National Hockey League Entry Draft. Now also chosen in the first round of last year's NHL Draft was Cal Ritchie of the Oshawa Generals, as he was chosen by the Colorado Avalanche. The Generals have been on a nice little run of late, and that's where we picked up our conversation with Cal Ritchie.
Well, Cal, right off the bat, the Oshawa Generals on a nice little winning streak coming into this week's play. Take me through. What's been going well for the Gens right now?
Yeah, I think we're really starting to kind of buy into what our coaches are telling us. And we're playing Generals hockey, which is fast hockey. And I think that's kind of been what's been working for us the last couple of games. So hopefully we can keep that up.
I know, obviously, a rough one there on Wednesday night. Is it a case where maybe a good time to regroup so guys don't get a little bit too high after a winning streak?
Yeah, I think that was a bit of the issue. We kind of came into that one a little overconfident. I think we kind of took that as a reset and get back after it tomorrow.
How much confidence did it help bring to the guys in the room with the additions that have been made this year? Connor Lockhart came in earlier. Connor Punnett comes in at the deadline. I'm sure around the room, it's nice that management and the coaching staff have confidence in the group to continue to add to it.
Yeah, for sure. I think adding those guys have been a really big help, and they're both older guys, really good leaders. So it's definitely helped our culture in our room. And it's great for our confidence too, knowing that our management has trust in us to make a good push here. And they've been great for us.
And I'm sure with Lockhart, I know Oshawa, Peterborough, you're probably surprised just the fact that the Gens and the Peets would make a couple trades.
Yeah, for sure. We've had a couple this year and was kind of surprised by that. I thought that wasn't very common, but I'm really glad we got him.
You were came into the season coming off an injury and a shoulder surgery that happened there. How tough was it just to have to watch for the first couple months of the season?
Yeah, that was really tough. I think, obviously, watching the team play and not being able to be a part of the wins and the losses, it's obviously tough. But, I just kind of took it day by day and just try to get better every single day. And I'm just glad to be back now and competing with the team.
I know that was surgery. You knew it was coming for a while. And looking back at it now, how much of a battle was that, even going through the later part of last season and with Hockey Canada and Team Canada as well at the under-18s, still battling that injury, knowing surgery was going to have to come at some time?
Yeah, it was tough. But I think, it got to a point where I just knew I was getting surgery. So I was just able to kind of play hockey. And if I messed up my shoulder again, it wouldn't really impact me because I just knew I was getting surgery after the season. So it wasn't too hard, but it was obviously frustrating at the same time. And then this summer was obviously a very different summer for me. I wasn't skating really at all. So, I was just kind of focusing in the gym and my lower body because couldn't do much with the upper body other than my rehab. But it's definitely a different year for me.
How would you critique your game since you've come back and been an active part of this Oshawa Generals club? What have you liked about your game and what are some things you still want to work on?
I'm doing a good job getting the puck on my stick. I think that's something I always kind of try to do is have the puck and make plays. But I think at the same time, I need to be more physical. I think that's something that's going to come with time. But, obviously coming off surgery and stuff like that. But, I feel like I'm kind of really starting to find my game again and be more physical. So hopefully I can kind of keep that up and keep improving on that.
For people not aware, when you say more physical, where's the combination between obviously playing more physical to get the puck versus also just being harder on it so it's more difficult for guys to get it off you? Is it sort of a little bit of both?
Yeah, a little bit of both for sure, I think. My puck protection has been pretty good, like reverse hitting and stuff like that. But I think I need to work harder at finishing my checks and staying on top of guys just on the forecheck and stuff like that.
So time has passed a little bit, but in the summer, late spring, of course, drafted by the Colorado Avalanche. When you have time to look back at that now, what comes to mind of just that whole experience that you had?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I mean, to be picked by them, it was a dream come true. And I got to spend a lot of time there at camp and learn what it's like there and what their culture's like. So it was great to kind of take that back to Oshawa and try to emulate that as much as I can. And I mean, they were great with me and in my rehab and really helped me get back to playing and really helped my shoulder. So I'm really thankful to them.
What stands out? I know you didn't get a chance to skate, obviously, as much or just do some non-contact stuff because of the injury and the surgery. But what sort of things did you learn, even, I'm sure, being around the organization off the ice?
Yeah, I think I kind of saw what players are like. They're like super intense and it's really led by the players. I think they're, I mean, they're just so competitive. So everything they do in the gym, like their habits and all that, like their eating habits and like their work ethic off the ice, on the ice. It was really cool for me to see that and to be around guys, some of the top players in the NHL. It was unbelievable.
You went through it last year, of course, leading up to the draft and the Kubota CHL NHL top prospects. What advice would you give to someone? You've got teammates going through it now, but someone who's going through this process, what advice do you give them?
Yeah, I think, I mean, me looking back, you obviously have that pressure and you want to perform at your best all the time. But I think at the end of the day, you just got to really enjoy the process. I think going through my draft year, I think I did a good job at that and just enjoying it. And you only go through it once, right? So I think I had a really fun time last year. But at the same time, you kind of just got to focus on just trying to get better every single day and just controlling the things you can control. That's basically what I tell the guys that are kind of going through that right now.
Speaking of controlling what you can control, you guys obviously want to concentrate on your game, but it seems like the Eastern Conference is already just a jam from about 1-7. Does it feel strange if you do get a chance to kind of look and say, okay, who's above you, who's below you? And does it feel like it changes every night?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's really tight. It's a really tight race right now. And I think, I mean, anyone can kind of like take the East right now. So we're kind of focusing on getting better every single day and just working as hard as we can so we can kind of get higher up in the standings and set ourselves up for playoffs.
That was Cal Ritchie of the Oshawa Generals. Here's a look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings. Leading the way for OHL representation would be the Kitchener Rangers at number 4, then the Saginaw Spirit come in at number 6, and London Knights at 7. That will do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News, presented by CHL TV. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.